Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Nick?
It is.
Hi, Nick. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Happy Wednesday, right?
Yes, ma'am. Halfway there.
Right? Not that we're counting or anything, huh?
No.
Not at all. So, it's saying that the company's Regigas Tree Service, but you're a full partner. You must be a humble man to let Reggie get all the glory, huh?
Yeah, I do all the work. I get the thank yous and the tips. So.
Oh, I love it. That's great. So you're kind of like the mastermind behind the scenes, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Well, he's 80, so.
Is he?
So, yes,
wow.
Ma'am. So he just, yeah.
So he's not out there still doing tree services, is he? Or?
No. He pretty much just sits in the chair.
Okay. I was going to say, because my dad's 82, and he does all of his own landscaping on his own. It's kind of, you know, incredible.
Oh, wow.
To have a tree service, it's a lot different, you know. So I know how that goes. You guys have to be daredevils to get up in those large trees sometimes, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Every day,
yep.
Gamble with your life.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. I saw them removing two huge trees in my neighborhood, and when I saw them up there suspended, it scared me. I thought I could never do it. So more power to you. You must be a daredevil.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the money is phenomenal. So.
Oh, the money. I like that. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No, I don't believe so. She said that I would be one of the first options.
Exactly. And that's the main benefit for you, is that 9 out of 10 consumers, when they conduct a search online, they will hire off the first page of Google. So a program like this will put you where the high revenue is generated, and it's exclusive, meaning the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we'll block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, absolutely, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively. Now, since you've been in business for over 30 years, you guys will definitely qualify for the legacy rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular rate, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we're going to program you into all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes, ma'am.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether, okay? So once we program Regigas Tree Service into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay?
Yes,
now,
ma'am.
I wanted to also ask you, I see that you have a website. Do you have anything else, like a business Facebook or anything like that?
No, I haven't gotten around to creating a Facebook page for us yet.
Okay. The reason I ask, and if you don't have the Facebook page, don't worry about it. We'll create one for you. But because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So you know how when you search for something online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Yes, ma'am.
right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the searches are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll, you know, create the Facebook page and run ads and make sure that if they're searching for tree service, tree removal, stump grinding, tree trimming, that now Reggie Guest will come up as advertisement when they go on their Facebook newsfeed. So it's something that is designed to, you know, bring you even more new clients coming from that social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see the new clients you've received. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. That way everything is very transparent. So,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I mean, and being that it's a month-to-month program, Nick, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're absolutely going to love this program. So what I'll do is send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
It's ndesdestrucctable84@gmail.com.
N, and then the word destructible, 84 at gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then what's your last name, Nick?
Durham, D-U-R-H-A-M.
Okay, and if I see a different phone number on your website, so on Google, do you want this number displayed ending in 1531 or the other number ending in 0252?
Go with mine.
Go with yours. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or would everything go through the main number?
That one that's displayed.
The one that's displayed.
But, yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. yeah.
So I'll put that in. So in the event that we had to send a text message, it would go through the 1531 number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then for the listing on Google, do you want it to show with the LLC on there, or do you want it just as Reggie Guest Tree Service?
You can put the LLC on there.
That's what I thought. It adds to credibility. So Reggie Guest Tree Service LLC. And is the 3123 West Stroudville Road, is that a physical address where you could receive mail should Google need to send a PIN code out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, excellent. And then I can secure the listing for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Hang on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. You
so,
ready?
Well, first, is it Nick Durham on the card, or is it the business name, or how does the name actually read?
It's Reggie. It's Reginald B. Guest.
Okay, Reginald B. like boy.
Uh huh.
And then Guest. G-I-S-T. Uh-huh. And the billing address is also the West Stroudville Road, or is it a P.O. box or a different
address?
That's correct.
No, it's the Stroudville.
Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4634.
Okay.
0509.
Got it.
01618927.
Okay, expiration?
0927.
And the code?
366.
366, okay. So what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment.
Did they turn back on?
Okay, I'll just make sure. I'm sorry, ma'am.
That's okay. Is that Reggie there with you, by the way?
It is.
Okay, good, because I just, before I process, I'm going to have to, you know, make sure that we're authorized to use his card on the behalf of the business, which I know we are. I just want to double check. But before I do that, let's go through the voice verification recording. So this will outline your service agreement and is an added form of protection. So some of it is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, but just kind of bear with me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Reggie Guest Tree Service.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Edward Durham, co-owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 18th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then if I could just talk to Reggie real quick and make sure that we're authorized to process, and then I will come back to you and we'll create the client interview, if that's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, Reggie. My name's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Trying to.
Good. Good to hear. I was telling Nick that you're close to my dad's age. My dad is 82, but he does all of his own landscaping himself. Do you believe that?
I do. It's just all you got to do is drink a gallon a week. Whiskey and drink a carton of cigarettes, smoke a carton of cigarettes, and just chase wild women.
You know what? I think there's something to it because my dad is in perfect health for an 82-year-old, and he drinks one beer at least every day because he's German, and he doesn't drink water. And I'm like, isn't that funny? You're like in such good health. You're a testament to that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So your secret is the whiskey and the chasing woman?
Well, whiskey, smoking, and chasing women. Now,
there you
all
go.
The
I
above,
forgot the smoking.
Actually, I'm an Orthodox Christian. I don't
Are
do
you?
Any of that. Oh, yeah. I'm 100% teetotaler, you know, pray night and day, read the Bible. Every time I sit down, that's really the truth. That's
I'm
really the truth.
Too. I'm a born-again Christian, too, so I don't do any of that stuff either. That's why I think it's so funny that my dad drinks beer and he's in good health, because I've never seen him drunk. He doesn't drink and get, like, you know, inebriated or anything, but he enjoys his one beer a day. It's so weird.
Well, God doesn't have anything against that. He just says, you know, don't be drunk in excess, but be full of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't have anything, you know, against drinking, opening the jar a little bit, but just not a lot.
I agree. I think so, too. As long as you're not getting, you know, to the point where you can't make your own decisions, that's when it becomes bad, you know. So it's good that he says that. So,
well, I'm German, too. Apparently, you're German.
Yes. Yeah. My dad's from Berlin. So.
Yeah. Yep.
So he's the first generation over here. Are you the first generation over here, too, or was it your parents?
I ain't got a clue. My parents are dead, so I don't have a clue.
Oh, wow. You're going to have to go do that genealogy sometime. I hear that there's those programs, the 23andMe and stuff, where you can do the genealogy, and you can find out
God
how far.
Like
oh,
yeah,
okay.
He doesn't like genealogy at all. He doesn't like talking to dead people at the cemetery. No, he didn't like that at all. There's so much to do in the presence. You know, all that stuff from behind you, leave it alone. You can't change it. Just go on and do something for God every day.
Yep.
And all my crew is the same way. Nick, that you just talked to.
Yes.
That I'm in partner with.
Yes.
He is a super Christian.
Oh, well, you know what? It wasn't by accident that we called today, because before I talked to Nick, he was talking to my colleague, Tara, and both Tara and I are born-again Christians, too. So it's so amazing. It's like the Spirit led us together. That's great.
Well, now that you brought up the Spirit, are you Spirit-filled?
Amen. Yes, I am. I actually became Spirit-filled back on October 18th, 1985. So today is my spiritual birthday. So, isn't that amazing?
Are you married?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yeah.
Good.
So,
good.
Yeah. And, where do you fellowship at? I know that you said that.
Well, I mean, in the strictest sense, when I say Orthodox, you know what Orthodox is. In the strictest sense, you don't play around. You're very serious about your God. And my prayer every morning starts off at the cross. I worship Him, and then I speak in tongues because I can't really think of any good word to say. Then the next thing I do is that I ask God, is there anything that I can do for you today? And he does. And, you'd have to call me after work to get an idea. But God uses me, and now he's going to use Nick. Nick just witnessed his first intervention of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
And it happens to me, you know, most every day.
Yeah.
But at least every other day, God will cause a intervention where he channels through me and then it's gone. But I appreciate that short time that God uses me as a way to contact people.
Yes.
And it's a real strange walk to everybody that is around me that is not Spirit-filled. They don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
But I've got one of my churches is LifePoint. We have between 6,000 and 10,000 people in 4 services. And then I have my Bible study on Wednesday mornings, and I did not go this morning. I can't get fed with them. They are more Baptist than they are Pentecost, and I can't get fed, and they're so hard-headed that they won't receive the Holy Spirit, don't even want to talk about it. And, you know, there's a gift right under the Christmas tree, and they won't get the box. They don't want it. And apparently they don't want to walk forward. And so I'm really tired of that. But there's some wonderful
stuff. Have they not read the book of Acts? They should know that, that's a gift from God. I'm surprised. I thought Baptists
were they're blind. They are. Satan is blind. And
I see.
And they're evil. their ears are waxed where they can't hear and receive.
Yeah.
But I just pray that they will. And I found another church that's pure. Man, when you walk in the door, 90% of the people in there have their hands raised up, speaking in tongues. And that's, I need that real bad.
Yeah.
I don't mind working for God anywhere. And I do. But I also need to be fed. And so I'm going to start going over there for a while.
Yeah.
And see what God has for the future. I wish you lived close.
I know that we would have some good talks together, and we could even study the Bible together. You know, what's funny is I missed my Bible study last night too. I go on Tuesday night, and I just, some reason or another, I didn't make it last night. So, but yeah, so we kind of have something in common there. So I just wanted to quickly talk to you, Reggie, because the billing information was in your name, and I know that you've been there the whole time, but we're authorized to process the $398 on your card, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So we'll get you squared away there, and then I'm going to have my technician reach out to Nick either later today or tomorrow to go over the keywords and getting you set up. So do you mind if I grab him again just to see what time is good for him?
Well, he's younger than I am, so don't grab him. He'll respond. he's ready for you.
You're funny. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, and have a really profitable year with the program. I know you guys are going to love it.
Well, what's your name again?
My name is Tina, and if you ever need me, you're going to get a text in just a second with our phone number, but I'm at extension 777. I picked that because it's God's number. So when you ever need me, you call in and you put in that 777, and it'll ring to my desk, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, okay. Nice talking to you, Reggie. Take care. Hi, Nick. I hear you're back with me. So he is a fun guy. I love it. You must have a hoop working with him. Huh?
Oh, yeah. My buddy, man.
Yeah, he's awesome. I love it. So I only have two windows of opportunity today for a client interview. Tell me if either time works. If not, we'll look at what's open tomorrow. But we could do 4 o'clock Central or 5 o'clock Central.
Let's go with 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is block out an hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Central. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over. Let's say they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, I gave you special pricing on that legacy package that's not available to the general public. So I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up down the road. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, I did.
Excellent. So if you open that text, there's going to be a little link that says, click here to accept your subscription terms.
Hey, can you hang on 1 second, ma'am? I've got another call. I'll be right
back. I'll wait for you. Take your time, Nick. No worries.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, I'm still here.
Hey, I'm sorry. That was my buddy, my director from the Hope Center there. It's a ministry. Yeah, it's a ministry that I went through that I was partnered with. And
yeah.
He had a question when I was the house manager there. He lost, somehow or another, he managed to lose some 8-foot lights.
Oh, wow. Were you able to help him, or were you not sure of where the lights were? Or?
I think we figured out where they were.
Oh, good. Okay, excellent. I'm happy. So I wanted to ask you, I found a Google listing for you guys under All About Trees.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that a prior name of the company, or do you have access to that Google page, or who created that?
We do have that. See, Reggie went through a divorce, so we had to change up from Guest Tree Service to Reggie Guest Tree Service.
Oh, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then that's just like a subsidiary that he had created in the process there in the change up. But our LLC is Reggie Guest Tree Service, but we do have access to All About Trees.
Okay. So they're going to ask you, I can actually send you the email ahead of time since you already have a Google listing. They're going to ask you to go in and add Local Splash as a manager. That way we can go in and optimize the page to show on the first page of the search results. One thing I want you to do also, since you already have the Google listing, is to work on getting a 5-star rating on Google. So I'll send you a little email that will help you with that. It will be hyperlinked to the Google page, and you can just copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients, and it will help you get that 5-star rating, okay?
Yes.
Now, with that being said, where we left off when you took that call was I was asking you to go to that text that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if you click on the link that says click here to accept your subscription terms. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom, and it will have a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized. And I think it's going to have you type in Reggie's name instead of your name just because the billing on the account is under his. So put it just the way that you told me, Reginald B. Gist. And then once you confirm it, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that. That will be provided for you at the client interview. My main thing is just making sure that this pricing gets locked in.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And then we can go in once you give us access to the page, and we can update the Google page so that all the calls go through this number ending in 1531. Can you get into the website, and also, just so that it's consistent with Google, change it to this number, or does someone else have access to the website?
Yes, I can. I should be able
okay.
to.
Okay, yeah, I'm still going to put that 0252 number on the account as an alternate number, but I think that if you want to start promoting this number, it's going to be good with Google if everything's consistent. So, yeah, that's a little plan of action that you can take care of. And then have you heard of Google Guaranteed by chance?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, okay. So this might be for future because Google requires, in order for a company to be eligible for Google Guaranteed, that you have at least 5 5-star ratings, which is why I'm going to send you that review generator email to help you jumpstart it and start getting some 5-star ratings. But what it is it's a guaranteed lead program through Google. So I don't know if you've ever tried any of those lead services and they're selling it to you and to everybody else out there. So Google has found a way to send that lead exclusively to you. And in order to participate, you have to go through a background check. So it would, you know, require, you know, business license and insurance and that you have no prior felonies and all of that, you know, good stuff. Once you pass the background check, it's only, let's see here, $40 a lead, and we require a minimum of 13 leads a month in order to run the program. So the budget would be right around $522 monthly. Now, you wouldn't be started.
Here's the problem with that. Me and Reggie are both felons.
Oh, okay. Okay. For how long ago? Doesn't it drop off after a certain time or no?
Well, Reggie's was 20 years ago and mine was about 6 or 7.
Okay. So I'm going to put this in the priority notes that I offered you, Google Guaranteed, and you're thinking, Nick, 6 or 7, and Reggie, 20. So I'll ask that department if that would be a problem in getting you approved, because it, in order to get started, it's a $250 non-refundable application fee. And I would hate for you to pay that even, you know, down the road after you get the 5 stars if they think that you're not going to pass the background check, you know. So what I'll do is I'll just put that in the notes, and then I'll follow up with you guys in a month or so. So if you are eligible, because I want you to get on this program, get your phone ringing, start making some new business from this first. And then once that's happening, then I just wanted to kind of plant a seed and let you know that the Google Guaranteed program might be available for you down the road, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So you guys are all good to go. Like I said, my technician will call you around 5 o'clock today. So welcome aboard to both of you. I definitely enjoyed talking to both of you, and have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
Likewise. And you do the same. Thank you, sweetie.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.